Hi there, and welcome to Wall Street Institute's 2-Minute English. You might have noticed that this segment of the newsletter used to be called 1-Minute English. However, due to popular demand, it is now 2 minutes long. So, from now on, it will be known as 2-Minute English. Well, the Christmas and New Year holidays have already passed. I hope you all had a good time and ate lots of good food. I'm still trying hard to shed off all those extra pounds I've put on. A holiday is usually a time of year where you don't have to work or go to school. Usually, in spoken English, we would add an S to holiday. For example, what are your plans for the summer holidays? Other holidays coming up include the Chinese New Year holidays and the Easter holidays. I am really looking forward to the Chinese New Year holidays, as this is a time of year when I can spend time with my family, and, not to mention, eat a lot of delicious Chinese food. However, I noticed that some people confuse a holiday with a day off. A day off is basically a day in the week where you don't need to work. So, if you don't need to work tomorrow, you would say, I have a day off tomorrow, and not, I have a holiday tomorrow. If you have more than one day off in a row, you would say something like, I have 2 days off. I don't need to go back to work until Friday. Also, if you don't have to work on Saturdays or Sundays, you would say, I don't have to work on the weekends. Or, I don't have to work on Saturdays and Sundays. Now, what do you like to do on your day or days off? Personally, I love going for walks around the city, but only when the weather is not too hot or cold. I love exploring Hong Kong. So, have fun on your day off this week, or have a good weekend. Well, that's all for this week's 2-Minute English. Bye-bye.